September 1st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when you embrace a candidate, it is an outward sign of your approval of his agenda. Do not be tricked by political vocabulary. If the candidate proclaims to be a progressive, he is telling you to expect a loose conscience as to his concerns for the consequences of his actions. During this age, when even law and order is up for grabs, you should expect a progressive candidate to be irresponsible in bringing violent perpetrators to justice. The progressive candidate, in his leniency towards law and order, will, in reality, threaten your freedoms. Take, for example, the term sanctuary cities. These are, in fact, pockets of debauchery where anything goes. No one can be safe in such an environment. All common everyday activity is given over to mob rule. Do not vote such a mentality into political power. Defunding the police, the very ones who safeguard your freedoms and protect law and order, can be likened to teenage mentality rebelling against authority. This does not protect your freedom. It jeopardizes it. Be courageous and make courageous, mature, and wise decisions when you vote. Do not vote your freedoms away. Vote to protect what you have as God-given rights. I have given you my commandments. You do not need to be led by someone who endorses disobedience to them. Your obedience to me should be the barometer of a wise political choice and a worthy candidate. If you think freedom to sin is what you want, you will not choose wisely. A note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 11. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom, you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God, he will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of any one, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. For they will be made holy who observe holy things in holiness, and those who have been taught them will find a defense. Therefore set your desire on my words, long for them, and you will be instructed. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.